What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled Ukrainian Police Pulled Up on Me for Jaywalking. For those of you guys who don't know what jaywalking is when you illegally cross the street. So, last night, guys, around 11 o'clock, the police was out because midnight there's a curfew, which I'm actually in favor of. You know, I'm in favor of a curfew from 12 o'clock to 5 in the morning for a couple of reasons. Reasons number one, I like to be clapping cheeks by 12:01 and not, you know, walking around until 2, 3 in the morning with some hoe. That's number one. Number two is that the real reason they have a curfew here in Ukraine is because they don't want the Ukrainian people doing nigger shit at night, you know? Even though I've only been here for a couple of days, you have no idea how many times I've seen fights almost start by drunk people. You have no idea how many times I have seen drunk people like fall over at the pub. You know, I was yesterday, this one pub had an outdoor seating, nice round tables, and this drunk, he like falls over and like takes down the table and the table next to him. The owner comes out like, oh my god. I mean, obviously I don't understand what they're saying, but you can tell the owner is like, oh my god, what happened? And the drunk is like, I'm sorry, I don't know what happened. And then the owner is like, you owe me money. And the customer is like, I don't have money. So the whole point of the curfew, guys, is to keep the Ukrainian people from doing nigger shit at night, which I'm in favor of. So anyways, as you guys can see, right, they have crossing pathways over there. That's where you cross. Okay, I'm gonna show you right now, okay? Right behind me, okay? See? Can you see it? See, this is a legal crossway behind me. See the white lines? Okay? This is a legal crossing right here. Plus, the guy over here has the green light. See that? Right? This is a legal crossing throughout Europe, not just Romania, okay? So, yesterday, because it was at night and there weren't that many cars around, I decided to, you know what? I'm just gonna cross the street because I feel like, well, not because I feel like it, but because I'm like, you know what? I'm not gonna go find a legal crossing to cross over. I'm just gonna cross the street because it's obviously hella more, you know, convenient for me. So I do that, and the police pull up on me, and one of them spoke English, at least that was a plus. It went perfectly well. You guys remember when I was in Estonia, how the police pulled up on me because they thought I was related to Yogi Obes? They just wanted to make sure I have the correct paperwork. So the police pulled up on me, and they wanted to see my identification, my passport. Now, I don't walk around with my passport because I don't want that shit stolen. I leave it in my Airbnb. I have a picture of it, which I showed them. And the guy's like, well, you know, next time just walk around with your passport. And I'm like, hey, it's in my Airbnb. If you want me to go get it, it's in my Airbnb. It's like 5-minute walk. He's like, nah, it's cool. So no ticket, no nothing. Literally, guys, a 5-minute interaction and I was on my way, okay, guys? So I still have to admit, I never ever had any problems in Europe, period. Other than that Hungarian short seal who wouldn't let me cross with my car from Hungary to Romania because I did not have an IDP, international driver's permit. But, yeah, If I was getting mugged by Yogi Obes, I too would be upset at the world. So I don't blame him. So other than that dude who doesn't count because he's like 5'3", I had no negative interaction here with European authorities whatsoever. So yeah, guys, another thing to keep in mind is that downtown Lviv, as you guys can see, a lot of police out and about, a lot of parking tickets being written, a lot of people being pulled over for, like, you know, illegal parking, nigger shit like that. So if I have a car, guys, I'm not gonna drive around in the city, okay? Even in Santa Monica, even in Los Angeles. Hell, this is one of the reasons why I don't go to Miami. Because all that nigger shit in Miami with the police pulling you over, giving you tickets. You know, it's not the police I worry about. It's the motherfucking meter maid. I'm telling you guys, meter maids make Nazis look good, if you ask me. So, yeah, in conclusion, guys, so far, so good. I'm like the only tourist around here, man. Ain't nobody here. You know, other than a bunch of Turkish people, because they're on the kebab places. By the way, guys, this place is full of kebabs. You know, it's all kebab places, you know. If you guys want to make money here in Ukraine, just open a kebab place, you know. That's what everybody does, you know. In fact, I'm going to show you a couple of kebab places right about now. Another good thing about Ukraine, guys, is that you can walk around, you can literally buy anything you want, you know. Like, sweets like this, you're talking about pennies, you know, not even a dollar, like pennies. Kebab right over there. Another kebab. Another kebab right here. Literally, guys, there's a kebab every 25 feet, okay? So, like I said. Or also, another thing you guys can do is open, like, a croissant shop, you know? So, if you want to make money here in Latvia, like I said, kebab shop. Kebab, cafe, or croissants, you know? Cafe with a croissant, you know? I'm sure they have it. You know, there's a place here called Lviv Croissant. That's the name of the store. It's a brand name called Lviv Croissants. And that's where I go for my work on Mitwali Web Services and MGTOW TV. You know, the one I went to yesterday, their internet was kind of weak. I'm actually updating MGTOW TV. We are like seven updates behind from the vendor, guys. Do you know that? Seven updates behind, okay? So, I'm updating MGTOW TV on manosphere.tv. It's probably going to take me a month because I have to put in all the work I did back into it. Then I have to test it again. Then I have to clone Manosphere to MGTOW TV. So this whole process probably will take me a month. I'm gonna see how much of it I can do here in Ukraine. I'm gonna be here for a whole month. So other than that, guys, as you guys can see, I'm walking around MGTOW TV shirt. I'm walking around with the shirts. It's pretty much like walking around in South Florida for me here, guys. At night, it's gonna get cold, so at night, you know, you have to wear a little bit more. But unlike Latvia, it's sunny. It's not raining. But when it comes to women, okay? When it comes to women, guys, Latvian hoes still winning, okay? Yeah, there's a couple of hotties here in Ukraine, no doubt about that. At the end of the day, guys, Latvian women are winning. Talk to you later. Peace.